School is back in session, and I'm curious if you have a plan in place yet to deal with all of the papers that are coming home. If not, I have the perfect guest for you on today's Cocktails and Containers. We will talk with Susie Salinas about creating a school memory box.
Welcome to Cocktails and Containers, your source for organizing strategies perfectly paired with a cocktail. And now, here's your host, whose favorite book is Tequila Mockingbird, Christy Lingo.
Hello and welcome back to Cocktails and Containers. I'm your host, professional organizer, Christy Lingo, and today we are going to chat how to set up a school memory box with Susie Salinas. Susie is a mom, military spouse, and owner of Systems by Susie in Annapolis, Maryland. Her business helps busy moms develop long-term, easy-to-maintain solutions to keep their homes, their lives, and their kids organized and stress-free. She spent her early career as a teacher and event planner, and then 4 years ago, she turned her love of organizing and helping others into a thriving home organization business. You might remember we talked a little about my organizing process for kids' papers in episode 2 of Cocktails and Containers, and you can find that episode as well as any of the other episodes of Cocktails and Containers, links that we discuss in the show, and of course the cocktail recipes by visiting our show notes at podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. And speaking of cocktails, let's talk about this week's cocktail recipe. Today's cocktail comes to us courtesy of our guest Susie, and it is one of her favorite signature cocktails for events. We are making elderflower champagne. The recipe that I'm going to give you today actually is for a pitcher cocktail, and considering this is a nice, light, floral, bubbly drink, it is the perfect thing to serve at something like a bridal shower or even at a holiday brunch during the upcoming holiday season. To make the elderflower champagne, you're going to take 1/2 bottle of sparkling white wine, or you could also make it with sparkling rosé, which is what I did, and it was really good. 1/2 bottle of tonic water, and then 1/4 cup of elderflower liqueur. Typically, you would find it under the name Saint Germain. You can get it at any of your local liquor stores, or you could also just use an elderflower syrup, which is the same sort of flavor, but without any added alcohol. Mix all of those ingredients into a pitcher and voila, you have elderflower champagne. Before we dive into this interview with Susie today, I want to invite you over to my YouTube channel where you can find the video that will accompany this episode of Cocktails and Containers. We just didn't have enough time for everything on the podcast, and Susie has some really great apps and online resources for you to help digitize some of your kids' school memories. So be sure to stop over to my YouTube channel. You can find it by searching for Simple Solutions Organizing on YouTube. And of course, you can find the link in the show notes. And now, School Memory Boxes with Susie Salinas.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Susie. Susie is from Annapolis, Maryland, and she runs a professional organizing company called Systems by Susie. And can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what makes you such an expert on kids' papers?
Sure. Well, I started my business from the idea that I had for a product. That's really how I became a professional organizer in the first place, is I had all of these papers that my son was bringing home, and I just kept stacking them up on the kitchen counter without a plan or a system. And so I spent a lot of time looking at all the best ideas out there and ended up kind of compiling ideas from different sources and then coming up with a school memory box. And so what it does is it organized everything for me. And when I felt like there were other women I knew who had the same problem as me, I decided to start making them for my friends and family. And I had like a mini shark tank over at my house asking them, you know, do you think this is a good idea? Would you buy them or would you not? And so they all agreed they would want to buy the product. But what happened was they were walking around my house and they were looking at my chore system and my pantry and my playroom and everything I had set up. And they were like, well, tell me about this. Tell me about that. Can you come over and help me with my house? And so that gradually evolved into my professional organization business. And then I still sell the products, but really the majority of my time is spent helping other busy moms. And I really focus on helping busy moms, you know, get control of their lives and their stuff.
Rolling into that school box. So talk to me about the basic supplies that you would suggest for somebody when they need to set up a system for papers for their kids.
I think we all have, and you see this with your clients, as moms, we all have the same things coming into our homes, but there's just not a lot of products on the market right now that you can get to organize what you need for all that stuff coming in. So this is one thing, you can make it yourself. The reason I started selling them is because there's some moms who would rather outsource this, just get it off their to-do list and their Pinterest board and the, like, maybe someday I'll make it. And then, you know, as moms, especially with little kids, you just don't have much extra time. So I started creating them just that were ready made, but you can definitely make them on your own. And you can use a variety of supplies according to like your decor, what color your kids like. You can get these plastic file boxes from Office Depot or online from Amazon. I can send you a link on Amazon for the ones that I love the most. And you could get, I mean, you can get any kind of file box, right? So just something to contain it. Now, I think having a file box this size is good because it limits you from saving too much. And I know you have said this before. Like,
I totally agree.
A boundary. And so don't buy like too big of one. Like, no child is going to want more than one bin of their creations. So, you know, stick with just the regular standard size. And then you're going to need file folders. I always do mine in two colors. So I have in this one, it's a pink and blue combination or pink and purple combination. So I have 18 file folders. But if you want, you can just buy one box of all the same color. And Amazon really has the best prices on file folders. So, and then the other thing, this is like that's like the basics of what you need. The extras that I have, you know, you can decide to do it or not. I have file folder labels for each folder that's got a space for the grade, the year, the school, and the teacher. And then what I think is nice is to have a page protector inside each one because I like to save all the kids' school and sports photos. And I feel better having them kind of separated in within the file folder. And so having a page protector really helps.
That's so smart because so often I feel like we keep the pictures with the pictures as opposed to with the school stuff. And it makes so much sense because then you're not just looking at a box of pictures and being like, well, what year was this when you played soccer? Instead, it's like first grade. Oh, there's my soccer team from first grade. Because, you know, in these early years, you can't hardly tell the difference between first grade, second grade, third grade sometimes. So that's so, so smart.
And as a little side note, I mean, I'm terrible about distributing those photos when they come home. And so I have gotten the habit, I just buy one 8x10, like the a la carte 8x10. And I stick it in here so that every year she's got, you know, each of my children have an 8x10 photo. And then if I want to scan it and distribute it digitally, I can. Or if I want to, I just found myself holding on to all these small little, like, you know, small photos and never doing anything with it. So I just released myself from the guilt from that. And I'm just keeping it for my child, you know? So I have that. I also keep sports photos in here. I also keep our Christmas card photo every year, their birthday card invitation. So I go beyond just the school stuff. And it's just nice kind of having them organized and having them all in one place. And I just order extras for extra Christmas cards each year because we do a photo one and then put it in each one of my kids' boxes. So that's another thing.
Your plan then is like, that's it. Like when they move out, they go to college, they get their house, they start their families. That's the only box that they
have. Here you go.
Which, I mean, I think not necessarily from the mom standpoint, but from being a child of somebody's standpoint, that is so big because I've talked about this before that I have a friend whose mom brings over like two or three boxes every time she comes over to visit. And she's like, what am I going to do with all this stuff? And why did she keep it? And yet she's continuing that cycle. She is continuing to keep all this stuff for her.
That's interesting.
And so I think that this is a great thing to say. Like, I don't want all this stuff from my, you know, for somebody to bring this to me. So I don't want my kid to be like, oh, what am I going to do with all this stuff my mom just brought?
Yeah.
So, yep. So smart to think of it all in one box. So those are your basic supplies. Tell me about the kit that people, what you provide if people just, like you said, you're a busy mom, you want to just cross it off the to-do list, you don't want to have to go to Staples or Amazon, you don't want to figure out where the best price is, you just want it done. What does that kit offer?
So it comes with the file folders, the file folder labels that are on the front. It comes with school memory sheets, which are my favorite part because, you know, there's just a space to fill in all the information about that school year. And, you know, as moms, like if you don't write it down, it didn't happen. Like you think you're going to remember, you don't remember. So that's really helpful to kind of have. And then let me see if I can find them. It also comes with little stickers that you can put on the back of oversized artwork. It has the child's name and the date and the age, so you remember how old they were. And so you can peel and stick these and put them on the back of the real oversized stuff. And unfortunately, there's just no good solution for the oversized.
I was just going to ask you if you
have... I have thoroughly researched this because I'd love to manufacture something because there's just not a good solution. So I generally recommend an under the bed rolling storage container and just stick the sticker on the back and then have that for all the years because you don't, it really starts slowing down after kindergarten with the oversized stuff.
Yeah, but I'm noticing it already. Like I have a first grader now and the amount of artwork coming into the house has dramatically decreased with you know, him being in first grade now. So yeah, so those parents of toddlers and preschoolers, don't worry. There is an end in sight. You aren't going to have to keep the massive banner artwork around that much longer.
Well, and then, I mean, yeah, we'll talk about this later, I'm sure. But I mean, there's other ways to preserve those memories too, instead of keeping the actual physical, you know, oversized thing. And I'm just going to give a warning. There's one product, the only product I know of out there that's made for this. And it's like an accordion style one where you can have it personalized. But and it's kind of like a file, an oversized one. But the accordion part rips on the side. And so like and they're real awkward to store. And so I wouldn't recommend that one. Honestly, a simple box that holds it and to stick under the bed is
better.
Well,
and those under bed boxes tend to be a little bit more sturdy, I think.
Yeah, and you can put a lid on it, right? So it's not getting dusty. So you can either get just the inside contents, which is the file folders and everything. It's all assembled for you. Like the page protectors are in there. The school memory sheets are in there. Everything's assembled. And then you can order the box on your own, or you can order everything all together. The label comes on it. You also get an extra label. So I thought you could put that on that underbed storage container with your child's name on it. You get an extra full sheet name label. So it's kind of just all done for you. It's great. I get messages all the time from women who are like, you know, this has just been a thorn in my side. And I don't know why as moms, but we feel guilty when we haven't done more with it. Like we have these expectations that we're going to scrapbook and we're going to take a photo every day and we're going to like have a big photo album. And it's just one more thing on your to-do list. And I like this because even if you decide to do that later, it's organized, right? If you have time, then great. You at least have all the artwork together per year. But if you don't, this is enough. Like you stick it in the file folder and you're done. And because it's set up through high school, you maintain it. You don't have to come up with a new system every year, which is also why it works.
I really love it. And I'm just sitting here thinking as you're talking about it and as I'm looking at it, it's so cute. Like it would be a great birthday gift. Like I'm the sucky mom who always gives like practical birthday gifts. Like literally we usually give we pick out Lego has these awesome containers that look like giant Lego blocks. And so I've given those as gifts. Or I find out what the kid is into and I look for a little box or storage container, put all your Pokemon toys in this Pokemon bin or something like that.
What a good idea.
For Christmas coming up and the holidays and things like that, for moms that are out there, either give it to your kid, which they're going to think, oh, what is this? Or ask for somebody to give it to you because... Yeah. What a greater gift than the gift of time and something off your to-do list for moms out there. I mean, it's such a genius idea. It's so nice. And like you said, to have it set up already for you, so all you have to do is drop it in and go, you're going to be so much more likely to use it. And it's not complicated. It's not fussy. It doesn't require a lot of extra thought. So...
And you know who it's really good for is sister-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, because those are really hard gifts to get. And I also make mom keepsake boxes, because what I realized is that so much of our memories and what we're saving, they're our memories. They're not, our child may not want this. And so having a mom's memory box where you can save the special things that you remember, and it's got a place for Mother's Day cards, anniversary cards, Christmas cards, like all those things that we're getting every year anyway, and we don't have a place for them. So, you know, that's a great gift too, to give another mom in your life, or to have your mother-in-law buy for you, because like I said, they're always, they don't know what to buy us. And right. So those are in baby showers. I get a lot of baby shower orders too. But you're right. I mean, I would have been really happy if someone gave me one of these boxes, and they can pick out the color they want. I mean, I have lots of different patterns and colors. So even if it's a gift certificate, you know, for them to get a pick out their own, it's still a gift that's going to keep on giving for the next like 12 years.
I love it. Okay, so you and I are, you know, mm-hmm. we do this for a living, so we've sort of started to work with our kids about paper, but what about yeah. that client that you have who mm-hmm. a box is not going to be enough right now? Like, maybe that's the mm-hmm. end goal, but right. right now they are just too emotionally attached to all of those papers that they have. Do you have yeah. any, like, phrases or examples or things mm-hmm. that you say to your clients to help them part with the papers and sort of realize that it's not the memory is not the paper, the memory is still there even if they get mm-hmm. rid of
it. Yeah, and you know, I've heard you say this too, like asking them, will your child want this in 30 years? I mean, you have to think of the end game here. And I asked that question, and would you have wanted this, right? Would you have wanted your parent to bring you a box? And then also, you know, is this, you want this to be a blessing, not a burden. And if you save too much for your child, it becomes a burden, because then they have to deal with this later on. And so you want to save the very best that really say something about their personality. Like, if it's not going to talk about their personality, or it's not something that makes you smile or funny or something they worked really hard on, then you probably don't need to keep it. Like, they, you know, maybe one scribble, or the first time they draw a person, you know, that's fun to see and you can laugh and smile about it, but you don't want 50 scribble pictures. I mean, no one wants that. What are they going to do with it? So, I mean, I say reuse those kind of things. When you need to like have a Christmas card, get out a scribble picture and cut the shape of a Christmas tree. And there you go. Your child, you can use that for a card for them. But so reuse those. But for the really good stuff, like, just keep the keepers. I always say that, you know, ask yourself, would they want it in 30 years? And then is it, you want it to be a blessing, not a burden for them. And that generally helps, even though it's hard for, and if it's really hard for you, then put it in your mom memory box. You know, like, if you just have to have it, then keep it in your box, but understand that they're not going to want all this stuff.
And there we have it, Susie's tips for creating a school memory box and how to figure out what we should be keeping in there, because we just can't keep everything. I want to remind you that Susie and I did continue the discussion and talked about digital resources for saving those memories. And you can find that video in the show notes if you visit podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. I want to say thank you to Susie for taking the time out to talk to us about her school memory box. And thank you to you for taking the time to listen to this today. If you liked what you heard today, please consider subscribing below so that you don't miss any of the episodes of Cocktails and Containers that we have on tap for you in the future. And if you have a second, please consider giving me a rating and a review. It can really go a long way in helping people that are just like you to find this podcast. My goal is to help as many families organize and simplify their lives as possible, so your rating and review can really help me to do that. And be sure to check back in next week when we will be talking what to do with heirlooms and drinking apple cider old fashions. Until then, take care and happy organizing.